Talking with Leah Coleman, February the 3rd, 1989.
Elizabeth Cooper, and my name is Mary Elizabeth Coleman.
Coleman. Okay. Now you can go ahead and whatever Fred wants you to.
Well, Mr. Collins wanted to ask you some questions, you know, like I said, about your history and about some people like Miss Bertha Hughes. Did you know much about Miss Bertha Hughes?
Well, I can't say I knew too much about her. I knew her. She had a restaurant here in Harrington. Well, before she had a restaurant there, my mother and father had a restaurant and barbershop right back at that store they tore down right there on the corner right beside the railroad.
Where Woody Welch had a store.
Well,
That was a store there,
but our house was right next to it. And my mother had a restaurant there, and my father had a barbershop in there. And then after that, Miss Bertha Hughes had a restaurant there.
What year was that?
I think we were there about 1909. I was 7 years old when I was born in 1902. He was about 1990, and Mrs. Hughes was there cleaning up her baby. I don't know, she was there quite a while.
What kind of food did they serve in the restaurant?
Almost anything. Almost anything you wanted.
Thought maybe you might have remembered maybe something that
something different from what we
was a specialty or something.
I didn't know. They served vegetable soup and chicken and dumplings and things like that.
He was saying that he used to serve lunch to people that came off the train, passengers that got off the trains. He said something like that.
I don't know. Maybe the institutes did. I don't remember now. If they're my people, I'm sure they did. Because we were only open on Saturday night. Saturday afternoons and the night. Because Mama worked and Papa worked. And we just were open.
Well, where did they work?
Papa worked at the sawmill. And Mama did the day's work just around the
help people out. Yeah.
Her name was Mrs. Elizabeth.
Her name was Martha Elizabeth, but they always call her Lizzie. She was always known as Lizzie.
Right. And, well, he said something about, you knew Joyce Cason.
Yes, I knew him too.
And he told me to ask you, because this Mrs. Hughes helped to take care of him or something.
Yes.
Oh, he was was he the Civil War veteran?
Yes,
Civil War.
Yes, I
was. Well, see, he wanted me to ask you what you knew about him, you know, where he came from, or if you knew that.
No, I don't know. No, his sister's mother lived here, but I don't remember his mother, but I remember his sister. They lived over on what was called now Milby Street. And he mostly always stayed at Mrs. Hughes. She took care of him. Yeah. He was, man, he couldn't hear good. He was real old. I don't know what he's in over an eye now, but he walked a little worse than I could. No, he didn't. Because he could take his cane going where he wanted to, and I can't do that.
And Mr. Ben Honey. Is that Mr. Howard Anderson's brother or brother? Mr. Ben.
It's Howard, Ben, and Gunner.
And Charles, what?
Charles, yeah.
And um, Well, anything that you can think of, like anything about it, yeah.
All right.
Mr. Hyde Sharp, like, you remember about Mr. Hyde Sharp, you know, when he came around here, what kind of work did he do?
I never knew him. He had saw me on things like that. He always stayed out there on Harvard, you know, where he always did.
Yeah.
And sometimes he had saw me on, and different people were looking at him. He was crippled, and I first knew him. His wife was my teacher. She taught school at Williamsville, Anna Tharp.
Anna Tharp?
Anna Tharp. And she went, she taught cool school at Williamsville. And I, at that time, was going to Williamsville School. But I never knew him to do any work at all. He was Edgar Tharp's brother.
Right. He had no brother too, I don't think.
Ernest.
Mr. Ernest Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What did you say the other one's name was? The first one you mentioned.
Harry Sharp. You know, it's nice to get all this information because there's not very many other people around that can really tell you anything about.
I was thinking the other day, trying to remember somebody that's alive that came into St. Paul Church when I was there, and there's not one left of me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm just in a new world.
Yeah.
Not one left that I can think of.
Right. Now here's something I want to ask you of, what year do you think that my father, Fred Gunner, came in Harrington?
About, somewhere around 1908 or 1909, something like that. And I'd say 1907 or 1908, somewhere.
Now see, he was born in 1884.
He came here from down, Virginia.
Parsons, Virginia. Yeah.
I remember I was real small, but he used to come by our place when we see we had a restaurant. And at night, people used to come in there and play golf.
Yeah.
And Papa had a barber shop. And we had a restaurant in front of Pop Mom's. I remember when they were married, but I don't know just what year.
And then Reverend Coleman?
Yes, he
married him.
Married him. Maybe he did. I don't know who married him. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I was too small. I couldn't remember.
I heard him say so. Mm-hmm.
Reverend Coleman.
What was your mother's name?
Mary Elizabeth Gunner. Maiden name was Smith.
I remember her father and mother.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
I remember. I guess I remember. Let me see. I remember her father and mother, and I remember her grandfather and mother.
Who were they? Did they live here in Harrington?
Yes, uh-huh. Isaac and Martha Smith. I remember them very well because I used to, Aunt Martha would tell you all. You just had a lot of fun with her. Nice old woman, Uncle Isaac too.
That was my grandmother.
Your
Martha.
Your mother's
mother.
Yeah.
Her name was Martha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's the first time I knew that.
That's when you learned something too.
And yeah.
And her husband's name is Isaac.
Isaac.
Wow. Now, do you remember whether Tharp, Harry Tharp, spelled his name T-H-A-R-P or T-H-O-R-P?
Now, I don't know. Edgar spelled his T-H-O-R-P, and I imagine Harry did the same.
T-H-O-R-P-E.
I'm pretty sure he
said O-R-P-E.
See, this stepdaughter of his, I've talked to her, not a lot, but she doesn't seem to know a whole lot or doesn't want to. I don't know which.
Stepdaughter?
Miss Beulah? No, Miss Beulah was her.
No, the woman, Tharp's wife's daughter, the one he married from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I don't think she knows a lot about it, because I didn't know. See, Harry, his wife had taught me. She died.
Yeah.
Then Harry married her sister, and this was her sister's daughter.
Oh.
And she didn't come around here, so when Beulah died, then she came around here, Harry, and she didn't.
How do you spell Beulah? I can't think. B-E? That was his first wife?
First wife's name is Anna, and his second wife's name is Beulah.
Okay. Now, Anna, was she from around here?
No, I don't know.
You don't remember?
I don't know where she... She lived here at that time, but I don't know where she was from.
Well, she was from here.
The road down here. Yeah. At the time she lived here in Abington.
Okay. Well, if I got that straight, Anna was his first wife, or Beulah?
First wife.
Anna was the first wife. Beulah was the second.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Grace has given me some questions, too.
Did you get that, my mother's name on that? Because I didn't know.
Martha?
Martha.
Martha.
Yeah.
Isaac and Martha Smith, that was
your grandparents. Right, okay, I didn't...
Your mother's name was...
Mary Elizabeth.
Mary Elizabeth, right.
Yeah. And how many of her brothers, did she have some brothers and sisters? I mean, I know she had...
Who's that, Mary?
Brothers.
Your mother?
Yes, ma'am.
You got the sisters?
Well, Geneva, that's all I know.
Geneva and Elsie.
And Elsie. Geneva and Elsie.
Mm-hmm. But there was Brenton.
I was hearing her say something about Deatlis and Raymond.
Deatlis, that's right. Deatlis, Brenton, and Raymond.
There's three.
Mm-hmm.
D what?
How you say it, Mr. Lair?
Brenton. Brenton.
Brenton?
Uh-huh. Deatlis.
I don't know how you spell it, but I'll put it down. So. Brenton would be B-R-E-N-T-O-N or E-N. Mm. One or the other.
I don't know how you spell Deatlis.
Deatlis is there.
Mm-hmm. You don't have a family Bible.
No. If it was burned. I mean,
we just called him Atlas. Now, his father's name is D, so they put together the Atlas.
Oh, yes.
And well, his father, maybe his father's name was D Atlas, but they always called him D.
Yeah.
And so I've heard him D.
U-T.
And this boy's name was D Atlas.
D Atlas. U-T.
U-T-L-A-S.
What?
U-T-L-A-S.
D-E-U-T-L-A-S. Okay. And what was, there was another name. I've only got Deatlis and Brenton.
You said the other one, I'll go.
Raymond.
Raymond.
be nice if some of you could sit down and write this, you know, put it in writing in that way.
Yeah. But with the card recording, they get it all together. Right?
Yeah, but I don't even know how to spell Beulah. I've seen it.
B-U-L-A-H.
Okay. How, you went to school at Williamsville?
Williamsville and Harrington. My first one to school over here where Nellie Rome is.
Williamsville and Harrington.
Yes,
but Anna Tharp taught you at Williamsville school.
I started in the Harrington school, then we moved out near Milford, and I went to Williamsville school. Then I came back and went to Harrington school. I finished in Harrington school.
Because that's what Grace asked me, if you knew anything about Miss Nellie Rome's home. Because she was one of the first members of the Historical Society.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I guess she was, because she tried to get me to go up there. I went up with her, she had a soul ice cream or something out there the first year they had the heritage. Because I gave the benediction the first year they had the Heritage Society. I gave the benediction at the end of the program. And they asked me to come back the next year. But I couldn't go. I don't know whether I wasn't here or something. Then the next year they asked me, but they didn't tell me what time it was going to be. And I mean, what date. And I promised I would go, and then it happened that it was on a date that I couldn't make it. You see, I was doing evangelistic work.
Well, she said that Miss Nellie Rome's home was it originally a schoolhouse?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What did they call it? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I don't remember. That's where I started school, but I don't know how long it was school.
That's where you started to school, where Miss Nellie Rome lived. And
Dorothy Hicks has some of the pictures of that school when I first started. I had a picture of the children, and she brought it to me Saturday that I could look at it last Saturday.
Oh, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Her
get a copy.
Her sister was on there. I knew her sisters. I said, I might be on there, but I don't know what I looked like that time because I was real small.
So oh, yeah.
I don't know whether I was on there or not.
Oh, and she has that.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Dorothy Hicks?
Yes.
Yeah, she lives right there by the food light.
She brought it out to church last Saturday so I could see it.
Well, that's what Grace wanted me to ask, if anybody had any pictures. You know, like school pictures or anything at all. It's...
I don't know whether she lets you have it or not, though. I won't promise you
get a
ass.
Copy of it.
Huh?
Probably get a copy of it.
She could take it and get a copy.
Yes, I know, because I gave him a picture I had, but the old mill sawmill down there,
yeah.
Got a copy of that.
That, like, got destroyed.
Huh?
That, like, got destroyed.
Did it?
Yeah, you didn't hear the story about that?
No.
See, Deputy of,
Owens
Deputy,
uh-huh.
He used to carry me back and forth to work, to the base. And,
he's the one who gave it to me and told me to keep it until he called for it.
Right, and okay. Well, he showed the picture to me. He said it was cleaning the house up over there with George Harmon.
Mm-hmm.
They were cleaning the house up and he said it was on the floor and he was ready to take and put it in the trash. Throw it out, all this stuff on the floor,
dear.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So he picked it up and he said he's going to ask me if I might know something about that. And I said, yes, indeed. So I know where that place is. I knew that where that basket mill is.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, to make sure and everything, I said, you picked Mr. Larry Coleman. Right, and
he got his Collins. I loaned it to him to get a picture of it.
Right, yeah. That's right. And I said, and
well, he gave it back to you, didn't he?
Oh, yes,
yeah. And somebody else said, well, somebody else identified two or three people on there before. So I said that Tom Parker was on there.
My husband was on
Mr.
there.
Mr. Halley.
21 years old.
Right.
No, 23.
Yeah. And see, I remember that old big house on the corner where your mother lived at, and that big old tree there.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, that big old oak tree right there in the yard, that big tree. Yes, indeed. But I was just a little teeny tot running around there then.
Huh?
I was just a little tot running around there like that then.
Yes,
indeed. Yes, indeed.
Well, do
and
you
I,
remember
I,
how
I
you
remember
used to come out in the country?
Pardon me?
You live in the country, you remember how you used to come out?
Oh, yeah, my goodness. One day, I used to always like to hunt and adventure, you know, like, so I took off one afternoon, and we kind of got, it was later than I thought, you know, and I went, you remember when I went out there where you used to live on Peck Farm?
Yeah.
I walked all the way out there. All the way out there, and I didn't realize it. It would be dark before I got back home. So Miss Lair told her husband, Mr. Halley, to bring you back on in town. Yeah, yes, indeed. But I used to have some fun though.
Do you remember any more of your teachers besides Mrs. Tharp?
I can remember the last name, but I can't remember the first name.
Well,
one was Mrs. Brewington.
Brewington?
Yes.
Now, where did she teach?
She taught here in Herring.
Herring.
I think she taught both places. I think she taught both places. Let me see. Put Williamsville off. Put Williamsville on. Make sure.
Williamsville?
Uh-huh. And Ella Saunders. You remember Jack Saunders?
Jack.
Yeah.
I remember Elwood Saunders.
That was, I think he, I don't know what his.
But I don't remember the other.
No, he was Jack Saunders' sister's child.
I remember the Elwood Saunders.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember. He's the one that used to run that, what they call the Blue Goose.
Yeah. It was his mother's brother.
That was over in here, wasn't it?
On Milby Street.
Yeah. Way back.
Over across on Milby Street. And the old man Saunders. When is old?
Solomon. That was Jack Saunders' father. Jack Saunders was a carpenter. Now he built that place right up there at the corner of the road where Mildred Messick had that.
Nursing home.
Jack Saunders built that.
For heaven's sakes, that must have been quite a while ago.
Oh, the old Reese
Harrington home.
Yeah.
Book Harrington.
Yeah.
Yeah, he built that. Now, what was his name again?
Jack. They called him Jack. I guess his name was John, but they called him Jack.
Did he build it for Book Harrington, or was it built for someone else?
I don't know who built it. I believe Book Harrington must have been for Book Harrington. I don't remember anybody else living there. Eddie Townsend helped him.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Eddie Townsend, because, yeah, he was a big carpenter, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember Jack Saunders. He was Billy Russ's father. and Harold Russ. You don't remember any of them?
Oh, no, ma'am.
You knew Willie, I'm sure.
I knew Willie.
But Willie. Harold got killed when he was young.
No, I didn't remember him. Willie, yes.
Willie who?
Willie Rust.
Oh, Willie Rust. That was,
Elsie Rust's husband.
Boy. No, I didn't have that name on here. She wanted to know if you knew anything about the Tharp Hotel that was on the fairgrounds. You know, they tore it down or it burned down.
Yes, I do. I remember that.
And
it was in a restaurant, or I don't know, dance hall, all combined.
Hotel, yeah.
I never go there. I've seen it.
But like Clarence says, he's been out there quite a bit.
That belongs to Mr. Harris.
When the big bands would come through and stop there, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, my sister used to go there, but I never went there. I think, if I make no mistake, my oldest son went there once. He was 16 years old, and Jimmy, you know Jimmy Matthews.
Yes.
Jimmy came and asked me could he go over with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he went over there one night, but I never was inside. I never seen him. But I know that he was out there.
Tharp's Hall.
Yes, which was called Tharp's Hall.
And they had a ballpark across the other side of the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Play baseball on the other side of the highway.
Where, where the house is, where his home is, or on down further?
Down, well, right there where his house is. It's built, they have a ballpark right there between there and the railroad track.
Oh.
You know, it was Mr. Charlie Tharp. He was a great carpenter too, wasn't he? And he was
yes,
a carpenter.
He did,
Mr. Charlie Tharp. So we stayed with them. Right. And we stayed with them for some time, Burnham.
Yes, he was a carpenter.
Miss mm-hmm. Birdie. Miss Birdie and right. Charlie Tharp. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Miss Hackett came here trying to find something a year or two ago. She said she went to Google and Google couldn't remember any of it. And she said, you can remember more than Google can. Google is 93 years old.
You say he was a carpenter too?
Yes, Charlie Tharp.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about what the years, but those years was later than what she was thinking about, what she's talking about, the man that built that house over there, Mr. Saunders' brother, you said it was?
Saunders' son.
Mr. Saunders' son. Mm-hmm. Well, he must have been older than Mr. Charlie then, wasn't he?
I really think that Mr. Charlie worked with him. I forgot about Mr. Charlie.
He might have worked
with him. They both worked together.
Oh, yeah.
And they both worked together. Uh-huh. But I've probably forgotten all about Mr. Charlie. They were neighbors, I know, and I think they worked together.
You don't have any idea what year when they built that house. Must have been back in the early 1900s or...
In the early 1900s, but I don't mean just, I can't say just what year.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say what year, but it was in the early 1900s. Can't say.
And John Christopher's family?
Mm-hmm. John and
Christopher.
John and Mary Christopher.
His father's name was Alec.
Was it, were they from, Mr. John, was he really from Harrington?
His father's name was Ella Christopher. He lived right there where in the Tribus boy, you know where in the Tribus is? Billy? You know where Billy is?
No, man, I don't know where he is.
It's down there on the, between the place where Rosalie used to live and, well, I don't know, it's down on that street somewhere. It's down somewhere right across from Ann Garner's. Right across the road from Ann.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I know you're talking about now. I'm nearly in front of where Ann, where Ann Garner lives. That's where Ann Garner is, where Mr. Charlie never lived. Charlie Tharp lived.
Ann lived where Mr. Charlie lived.
Right.
Yes,
Mr. Charlie lived there where Ann is.
Yes, that's right.
Uh-huh. And the house right in front of them nearly is where
Alec Christopher.
Yeah, Alec Christopher.
That was John's
Mr. John's father.
What street is that on?
Milby Street.
Milby Street. Tribbets. Is that Tribbets or Trivets?
Tribbet. Where Tribbet is on Milby Street, yeah.
Tribbet is spelled T-R-I-B, and Tribbet would be T-R-I-V.
No, it's T-R-I-V-B-T-T.
Okay, that's what I've got. Tribbet. Bees. And who else is she ask? George Harmon. I knew that man well. He did carpenter work for us through Mr. Who owned the lumber yard then?
Downing.
Right, Downing.
Yeah.
He built a room on upstairs for us, and it was like a porch, you know, and they brought it up and made a room out of it.
Yeah, he was another great carpenter in there.
Yeah, he was a good carpenter.
Yeah. Now, where did they live? I was at their house.
Over here where,
I couldn't think
Scott
where.
What's his name?
But no, I was there.
Melvin. Melvin Scott.
Melvin
is in the house where he was at. Where Mr. George lived. Melvin Scott lives there now. Where Mr. George lived at.
I was there one Friday night because I don't know whether, I'm thinking maybe she might have worked away from home because she was cleaning out her refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody had a certain time to do things, and that's what she was doing.
That's where they found that picture at. They were getting ready to throw out. When they moved in there, they were getting ready to throw that picture out. They were. You ain't got to get it. I've seen it.
No, I'm going to turn my car in.
Oh.
I believe I left my car turned up.
Want me to do it for you?
I'm up now, but my worst trouble is getting up. I believe I turned in the car.
Well.
What else did Grace ask? Do you remember, you or she remember, any persons that might have been in politics or helped with politics or?
Reverend Coleman back here.
Reverend
Coleman.
George Coleman.
Ralston.
Wait a minute.
Well, see, I wouldn't know it. He knows. He knows that. See, well, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Now go back,
politicians.
Go back and tell me again.
Fred Ralston. Got Reverend Coleman. Reverend George Coleman.
Reverend George. C O L M A N. Fred who?
Ralston. R E L S T O N.
Okay, I've got two of them.
That's all I can remember.
Was Mr. Fred Johnson's, what was his father's name?
Charles.
Charles Johnson. Was he in politics too?
Not that I remember. He
used to work there at that sawmill.
Yes, ma'am.
I remember we used to go there and get those slats.
Yeah.
When I was a little boy. Yes. Go there and get the slats and the sticks. And they had a frame and take all the stuff home. To go there and get the nails and take all your stuff home and make you make your
basket.
Yeah, right there. Well, Jimmy.
Four cups.
No, for the slats you put in the crates, strawberry crates.
Yeah.
Those flats.
Yeah.
Miller Dayton used to do that too.
You call them trays.
Trays.
You make them and you make the cups too.
Yeah.
I used to do both.
Well, I never, well.
I carried stuff home and made my home.
I never made no cups, but we have to help make them out. Mm-hmm. Right there, right with your sister, Miss Jimmy, and we spent right there in the house, right down the back porch.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy and all of us would be banging nails, making crates, make those flats.
Trays.
That was from the Credits.
Yes.
Basket Factory.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Got it. Charlie Johnson. Mm-hmm. He was a foreman or something like that.
Well, they must have carried Millard's to him. Because he was crippled. Do you remember Miller Dayton?
Yes, indeed. I talk with him now and then. He calls me. We work together.
Oh.
He called me, I believe it was either last week or week before last, called me one morning. I was just getting up.
Yeah, he doesn't get around very much anymore.
He says now he just can't hardly get around at all.
They've been trying to find somebody to go there and stay with them. But, I mean, it would be a... just for a room.
His wife's not too well either.
No, she has a heart problem because they live in a trailer.
I didn't know just where they lived, but he and her both used to come here.
Well.
And he still calls me.
They live out on the...
Swanee Road, don't they?
Milford to Greenwood to Milford Road.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what it's called.
Swanee.
No, that... You may be right, but that's not what they go by now.
Mm-hmm. I have an idea where it is, but I've never been there.
There's a store right out there on the corner. And you go down that way. I don't know where that road takes you. But then they've got a trailer back down there. Doctor.
You told me you live in your trailer.
Oh, doctor. What's that surgeon's name? Lives right out there somewhere.
Gray Bill
lives right out there, only back in the woods further before you get up there.
Gray Bill is there.
He calls me every now and then. We work together and never forgets me. He calls me every now and then. If I knew, if I'd seen him. Or if I'd seen one of the waitresses, I told her, yeah, I said he'd called her. And she was wondering about me. I said she used to work with my daughter-in-law at the Ames store. She used to be Edith Benson. I forgot now, Edith something. I forgot her name.
What'd you call those things they made? I remember them making them.
Trays.
Crepe trays.
And berry cups. They eat berry cups for the hungry.
Gosh, and you didn't get very much for making them.
No, you didn't. I can't even remember what we got, but honey, I'm telling you, you had to make a mini cup to make $5.
Crepe trays and cups. Now, I don't remember Millard making any cups, but I remember him making the trays because I think Chauncey used to help him. You know,
I made cups. I made cups and trays both, but I made cups.
Mm-hmm. You worked there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You worked there a long time. In the basket factory.
Well, I didn't work in the factory. I cared long and they worked in the
just worked oh, at, oh, yeah. Worked at nights and things.
Yes,
like people used to make holly wreaths, you know, they'd make them at home. And
that's right. One thing I never could learn to make. I never learned to make a holly wreath.
Well, see, my grandfather was Henry Austin. And he had a packing house out there at the home place. And they used to go right down there. Well, they went to Virginia, took tents and lived down there while they cut so much holly to bring home, holly and berries and things.
My sister learned, but I never could learn. Mama used to make them home.
They make the hoops out of the young saplings or the young, what do you call it, when it was green, you know?
Yeah. Oh, then switch, it would, like, we call switch,
yeah,
switches.
Yeah, they'd make them up.
And just bend them and put the wire, the holly wire wrap. Yeah. I used to go out in the woods with Mom and help get that stuff. Yeah, she could make a few of them.
Did you have your fire going under something that you were cooking?
Right now.
Oh, you turned it down? He's got the other heater turned up, hasn't she?
Yeah, sorry.
It's nice and warm in here. Well, let's see what else. That was all in politics, you remember. She asked about Miss Nellie Rome's home and asked about George Harmon. Who was Melvin Scott? That's who lives there now?
Oh, yeah, he lives in the house where Mr. George Harmon lives.
Okay.
Yeah, he just lives there.
I never knew his name. All I knew he was a Scott. Mm-hmm. I knew his parents very well. He was one of the Scott boys.
Right, he's one of
the older boys used to come to my house quite a lot. Because my children were going to school and up doors.
Right, James and Wayman.
Yeah, and James used to come home with butter.
Right.
Do any of you remember Lawrence? I can't remember.
Warren.
Yes,
indeed. I've worked with him years.
Where did you work with him?
An Ace Dress Company.
Yeah.
His wife's name was Merle.
That's right. I never could think of her name. Now she died. Is Lawrence still living? Do you know?
He's still living. I haven't seen him for quite some time. It's been over a year since I've seen him. He used to come by, but Lawrence is real sick. He said, when he was here last, he said he'd been in the hospital 7 times in 5 months.
Oh, bless his heart.
He had emphysema. And he just didn't.
Well, he did smoke. I think I can remember that.
Oh yes, he just smoked all the time. And he was real horse talk and talked like his horse. And Roy used to worry, thought he had a cancer of the throat. What did he tell me? They operated on his throat 2 or 3 times. He told me what they had. He's had an operation on his eyes. And he said, it's emphysema.
Well, where does he live now? Do you know?
Lewis.
Because he used to come out to the service station when we were out there, and I remember he was scared to death of snakes. And that youngin' of mine went and got one. Poor Lawrence run all, left his car there and run all the way down the road. I can remember that. But he used to do the cutting. He laid the material out over to the Jonathan Logan.
Yeah, that's right.
And cut the patterns out. Laid the patterns and the material out, and he cut them out. He had an electric.
24 years.
Huh?
I worked there 24 years. That's where I retired from.
Oh. Go back to the start.
I used to cook in restaurants, and then I got a job out there. That was much easier. I said, but I got out of the restaurant cooking at restaurants. I said, if I ever go back and cook in a restaurant again, you'll know that I've lost my mind.
What restaurants did you cook in?
It was right down here. There used to be, I cooked for George Toppin.
Oh, right uptown?
Yes, and what was that?
Where'd I have your... George Toppin. You know, he's not been gone too long. And he was raised as a brother to that Marvel. That wasn't his first name. That man in Georgetown that had the...
Ed Marvel. Wasn't his name Ed Marvel? Marvel, I remember.
That had the carriages, all the carriages down to Georgetown. Mm-hmm. What was his name?
He died several years ago. He was 92. I saw in the paper when he died.
Well,
his wife's name was Charles. I thought that was a funny name for a woman.
That was George Toppin's wife. Yeah, yeah, Charles. Yeah. And Kitty.
Yeah, Kitty's still, she's still in Georgetown.
Well, she's down there somewhere, and her sons
Anne,
are...
And then the youngest girl named
Anne, and what was the other one's name?
It was just two, Kitty and Anne.
That's right. It's Kitty that her son is in the, on the Sussex County. Oh, what is he on? Council? They have a Sussex County Council. He's on that. Because his picture's in the paper every once in a while. George.
His name's George?
Well, I'm kind of thinking it is. Junior. See what I mean? I go to...
I know, I understand that.
But you worked in the shirt factory.
Dress factory.
Dress factory.
Suppressor.
How many years?
24.
And that's where you retired from. Well, that was a tiring job too, because you were on your feet a lot.
What year was that?
All day long. Sometimes I used the iron, but most time my job was using the mangler.
Mangler.
What year was you retired?
1960. Yeah. Is it 66 or 67? I think it was 66.
Same year my mother died. 66.
And the restaurant, R.E.S. You remember working in Toppin's?
Yes. I worked for Toppin's and for... the two men, I think the men... The other man I worked for is dead now. His wife lives down here. Salisbury. I can't think of the name.
Was it uptown?
Uptown. And then there was another man... Oh,
shame.
I can't think of his name either. Tall fella. He had a restaurant over right over there. Rollers. Insurance companies.
Oh, what was that man's name? I can't either. We need Clarence. He could tell us.
I can't think of the name.
Was he from here or from Georgetown?
No, I think he was from down the road somewhere. I don't know.
Georgetown. Where. Somebody lived, had something in there from Georgetown. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Pop.
He hadn't been married long. He was a woman. He married this woman. Just before they come in there, she was younger than he was.
Calloway?
No, it wasn't Calloway. It was a tall, slender fellow. Can't remember his name.
There was a Pop Gillis, Pop Mom Gillis, that used to be uptown, too.
No, it wasn't him.
Because Clarence...
His wife had a child, their first child, while they were in the restaurant there. And then I worked for
Billings?
No.
Because that's where their daughter was born. Right uptown there.
Ruth Billings.
And Brownie.
That was before then.
Brownie.
Yeah, Brownie. Ruth, I mean, yeah.
Well,
I've worked for them. But I didn't work as a cook for them on East Washington. I worked for Swain. Do you remember Swain's?
Hotel?
Yeah. I worked for them. I worked for them when they were up here at town here, and then when they built the new hotel right there. I worked for Dickerson. I used to call him. Call her Mom Dickerson and him Pop Dickerson. Oh, that was way back.
That was a hotel there?
Had a hotel right down the corner where the...
J.C. Penny Bank is.
Yes,
There's been so many people.
That man's name, doesn't it? Something like Rain or Rain or something like that, but I can't think of his name.
Rain?
Marine, Marine.
Marine? Mm-hmm. Oh, Clarence, maybe he'll remember the... Well, that's going back quite a bit, isn't it? Is there anything else you can think of to ask her? Or did I interrupt too much?
No, I can't right this moment. I can't think of anything else. Maybe she can think of something like some of the older people way back, or some of the history, you know, of the black people.
I can think of names, but I mean, I can't think of anything there to tell me.
Oh, yes.
Anybody that was important to you or had an influence on your life?
Mm-hmm.
usually a teacher or somebody, you know.
Well, I can see Miss Thorpe, Santa Thorpe. She's, I'll never forget her. She had a great influence on me. I was small when she taught me in school, but after I grew up, she didn't forget. She never forgot me. She always, she was a great helper in church life and things like that.
Well, I can't think of anything else right now.
No. Now, who was the man that spaded the big garden?
I don't know.
Yeah, I was trying to find out who. All I knew was we called him Doc.
Now, Uncle Bob, as we call him, he lived on that street, but it was farther up there, and the house was farther up. Oh. Now, I don't believe. I don't know, he liked to spade the garden, I don't know, but he was old bent. He walked through the cane. Yeah. Well, he could get around, he could walk around fast.
Well, who was Fred Fisher?
Well, he was an old man, all I know, he just lived there alone. But, well, when I first, you know, his mother was there with him. I remember I got going to school that day. We had to go over to Corn Turn Ground where Nellie is. And I'd been home to the lunch in those times and was going back and that right there, that corner, and his mother was out there in the yard and she was real old and she was just bent way over and her head was right white. And she stepped out from behind one of those bushes, like scared me to death. She had big flower bushes in her yard, you know.
Right.
And I didn't see her and I got right up there and she walked off around that bush and she was green. Had her mouth open and her teeth was about all gone, like screaming in death.
You know how kids are, wouldn't
yeah,
they?
Well, yes, well, I understand. Sure, that's right. Yes.
I often think about that. I think about not long ago. I was afraid of old people here. I ain't right along where they were then.
Yeah, we're the older generation now, aren't we?
Yes.
You're right, I'm right along with you.
And Miss Tilly Ross, she moved there after this. This fellow I'm talking about, they took him away. He lost his mind. Because I was there, I was a little boy myself one time. And Mr. Boris Townsend's wife.
I know who you're talking about.
Remember Mr. Boris Townsend's wife? What was her name? Nellie's mother?
Ella.
Well, Ella, she was over there and he was trying to give him some food.
I know who you're talking about.
He was trying to give him some food and it was Skeet Trivet and some other fellows. They had to hold him down. And on the back porch.
I know who you're talking about. I can't think who he did have a garden there. I can't remember that man's name because I remember that he said one year he went up to, I forgot his name. There's a hardware store up there where the food, where the little sandwich place is. And she went down to the half basket of white potatoes and started right on home with her. And he started on home with her and asked what woods he was going to plant them. And said he'd go along the street and dig a hole and put a piece of potato in the hole. And I can't think of his name.
Well, let's see, well, you know, I remember the man just a little bit, because I was just a little boy, you know, just a little boy, and I know he did that, and I...
You sure it wasn't Fred Fisher?
No, ma'am. Fred Fisher. But this guy was a little short man. Fred Fisher was a pretty good sized man, and this fellow was a darker complexion than Richard Fred. Richard Fred was sort of a Granny's car. Mom.
I remember that it happened, but I can't see nothing Fred Fisher.
Mr. Fred Fisher used to take and help that lady up there, and you know, when Welch had a barbershop there where the hardware store is.
Right, where the driveways, where the house sat.
There's a house there between that house and the apartment's house.
Well, they moved it out here somewhere.
Yeah, this old lady lived in that house there. And Mr. Fred Fisher used to take and help her all the time. The house right between the Welch's house, he had a Welch's house and a barbershop together, and then the hardware store. And then the parsonage, this old lady in this house by herself, and then the parsonage and the church on the corner.
They had to put this man away, but I can't think of nobody. Right. But Fred Fisher, somebody went there to help him, he's running out of the house. Younger man, but I can't think of nobody but Fred Fisher.
Because I was there the day when they had to hold him down, and she was trying to feed him some. That lady had some eggs, was trying to feed him, make him eat something. Trying to get him to eat something.
I remember him.
Maybe it'll come to you.
He walked right through town with his hole in his hand. At that time, the stores were all filled up at that time. And he just could take his hole and start walking and walk right through town. I can't even remember that.
And there was Mr. Charlie Sorden. He's the janitor of the school here, you know. Mm-hmm. And, was that Miss Lil Wade was his brother?
Mm-hmm.
Charlie. Miss Lil Wade was his brother. I just remember them, with Charlie, who was a janitor over here at school.
His young daughter, he was a church member last year.
What do they call the school now? What did they call it then?
P.S. DuPont.
Not that bad
now. No, not that.
That's what it was then.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I wanted to know. P.S.
What are they? I don't know the time, I remember, but I can't think of a problem for it.
Thank you.